WMFO Medford. This one goes out by request. It's the Cramps. It's the Big 80s here with you till 8 p.m. This is Chris Earle. I'm covering for Alex, The Desperate Hours. Here with you till 8 p.m. We're doing all 80s songs today. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. 855-915-9636 is Def Leppard.
Restless spirit. faces. I see the sound of the showdown, the cool winds that blow down on the big beat that lifelong romances. You got a gun in your head, you're making self-blast. Steer with me all through the night. Control yourself. Love is all you need. Control yourself. Open up your heart. Sanctify yourself. Sanctify. Be a part of me. Sanctify. Sanctify yourself.
Drop emotional slow. something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Bass. strange reaction. The more I see, the more I do.
Something like a phenomenon,
baby.
Telling your body to come along, but white lines blow away.
Blow! Rockin'! Blow! Ticket to ride, white line highway. Tell all your friends they can go my way. Pay your toll, sell your soul. Pound for pound, cost more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white lines go a long way, either up your nose or through your vein, with nothing to gain except killing your brain.
Big 80s with Chris Earle, and special guest just wandered in, Mr. Winston Kidd. How you doing, Winston?
Good, man. How are you? Good to
be here. Pretty good. Pretty good. Got the police in the background here, The Other Way of Stopping. This is an instrumental, one of their few instrumentals off of, I think, the Zenyatta Mandata album, 1981. What were you doing in 1981?
Jeez, what was it? I was in school, man. Just trying to get good grades, mm-hmm. Trying to chase the girls.
Trying on white pants. I had a pair of white pants. Did you have an all-white outfit?
I didn't have an all-white outfit.
No?
I had a pair of white pants for about a day.
Yeah. I wore all the colors. Like, I remember going and getting corduroys that were like,
I
had bright blue, bright red, and bright green. And I got made fun of a hell of a lot for that. But I was very comfortable in my manhood back then. I got away with it.
Yeah.
So it was before, like, I really had discovered girls either. So they noticed a little bit. They started to notice me a little bit. And the guys noticed me a little less. Like, and even my close friends, like, from around the neighborhood, like, at school, they didn't talk to me too often. But, yeah. You know, at home they did when I got rid of the green pants and put on a pair of overalls and hung out in the fort in the woods, you know?
Yeah, your mom was trying to keep the girls away.
Yeah, I think maybe that was it. I actually had needed glasses, too. This was an interesting story about the early 80s for me. I came back from Texas in 81, 82. We moved into Tewksbury in 82. And I used to have, like, was it 20/15 vision or something when it's a little better? It was really good. I mean, I could pull up. We'd pull up in a car and, like, you know, we'd be sitting there going to get an ice cream and I could read all the things on the menu to everybody in the car. My mom's like, wow, you got great vision. But somewhere along the way, I guess since I was growing up and my eyes were growing and the sun was a little warmer and a little brighter down in Texas, it hurt my eyes. So I needed glasses and I didn't really know it. So I'm sitting in my sci-fi class, my life science class in seventh grade. And so in between sixth and seventh grade, I started losing my vision. I couldn't see anything anymore. And I didn't bring it up to anybody. I didn't go to get glasses or anything. So for about a year, I was just sitting in the back. I couldn't see a damn thing on the board. I was just winging it. I got like all C's and D's in seventh grade because I couldn't see anything. The teacher hated me, a couple of them. A couple of them just hated me. They just thought I was stupid, you know? I just wasn't doing any work. They'd ask me a question. They'd say, can you read that on the board? And I'd be like, no. It wasn't that I refused it. I couldn't see it. But I guess that's part of being young and stupid growing up.
Same thing happened to me. And then teacher's yelling at me because I kept leaning over and asking my buddy Sean, hey, what does that say? What does that say? And she's like, no talking. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
So, well, come up here. Sit up front. All right.
She brought you right to the front. Could you see her?
I could see then. See, and my mother takes me to the doctor, and the doctor stands me in a room, and he says, okay, read the letters on the chart. And I said, what chart?
Oh. I couldn't even see the chart.
Yeah.
Wow. See, my mom had at that point, my mom had twins. And, you know, she was running around doing stuff, so she didn't realize one of her boys was blind.
She was busy.
Yeah. But overall, I liked the 80s. It was an innocent time for me. You know, I was growing up and had to deal with a lot of crap as usual. But the thing is I noticed as you get older, you deal with more and more and more crap. The more and more people you meet, the more jobs you take. It just is like a rolling rock.
And this is why people tend to just kind of, you know, cocoon and focus on their own family.
Because
like everything else winds up being
absolutely
a boatload of feces, people.
That's
boatload.
True. My advice to all the people at Tufts University, have a whole lot of sex while you're in college. Be wise about it. Get it out of your system. And as you get older, just work, get a great job, find somebody that you can trust that gives a damn about you, and don't talk to anybody else and have no friends.
And have a lot of sex then, too.
Have a lot of sex then, too. And basically make some kind of pact with your wife or husband that you can have sex with anybody and you'll both be happy. That's the way it's going anyway.
That's where we're going to. It's all open, man.
Yeah, they got all kinds of things now. There's the but they don't even call them buys anymore. You can't be bi anymore, right? Don't you have to be like Metro or something?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Metron sexual, something like that. I don't know. Back in the 80s, it was you liked a guy, you liked a girl, and that was it. And if you were in the closet, or even if you were gay, people were gay back then. They were out in the open.
Oh yeah.
They got made fun of a little more, but that was about it. You know. But it happened in the 80s. Did you like Hall & Oates?
Yeah. You gotta love Hall & Oates.
Yeah. I was always trying to figure out which one was which. And in the videos, you always saw Daryl Hall, and he was doing his thing. You know, he was the cool one. And then all of a sudden, Oates would come in with his guitar and get in the way. And I'm like, that must be like his gay friend or something. And I'm like, oh, that's John Oates. That's the other guy. Because they were a duo.
Wham.
Yeah. You remember Wham?
I remember. Wham was
a duo, too. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I got
Andrew Ridgely and George Michael.
You're right. George Michael and Andrew Ridgely.
Yeah. And Hall & Oates were Man Eater, Rich Girl.
Yes.
Sarah Smile. All kinds of good stuff.
See, I was having a Deadpool flashback.
Hall & Oates became huge even lately because... you know, he has Daryl's House or whatever, which is actually a pretty cool show. Have you seen it? He goes out and he, like, remakes houses, or it's his own house or something. He starts putting up, you know, walls and tears stuff down and puts up bricks, and then he jams with a bunch of his friends.
You know, we should.
It's kind of cool. Yeah, I know.
Everybody's making money by doing these house shows. We could do that.
I know. I should take up the saxophone.
Up the saxophone. We'll go wreck at the inside of a house.
Yeah.
Pay people to build it out for us and then tell everybody on TV we did it.
It's a good idea. I need to do something. I'm getting to that point where I'm running out of time. I got to do something cool. Look, I've done some cool stuff, but I need to do something really cool. Look, like something I'm really good at.
We'll call the show The Earl of Winston.
The Earl of Winston. We come to your home.
Wreck it.
Play the saxophone.
While all these workmen come in and fix it.
Yeah.
And they make it better than it was before.
And we point and we say, tear that down, put that up, that should be that color. And we ask occasionally, what do you think? Yeah. And then we don't do anything you think. And we do what we want.
We sit there and talk about the fact that it's not in the budget and we don't have time, but You got to make it work, and you know, and to distract you, we wind up sending your kids off, and you wind up looking for them.
And we get overtime after 20 hours in the week. Goes into double. Double secret overtime.
We get the double bubble after 20 hours.
Yeah. How about Flashdance?
Flashdance was awesome. Still is awesome.
She's a welder, right?
Yeah.
And she wants to dance. And she's like a man almost, right? Isn't she like a, she's like a fun guy girl.
Yeah, she's like.
She's sexy.
She's a welder who wants to be a ballerina, but basically works as a stripper.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, she's a stripper at first, right? And then wants to dance.
Technically,
but she is
not
a stripper.
Stripper, but yeah.
There's like a pole in a bar, and she starts like stripping on it, right?
She doesn't take her clothes off. She's wearing basically nothing, and dumps a bucket of water on her.
Yeah, it's all right. In '83, that was hot.
That was incredibly hot.
That's all we needed. It was before the ice bucket challenge.
It was the precursor to the ice bucket challenge, yeah. And it basically solidified my. Step into manhood.
It did? In 83?
Yeah.
That was it. All you needed to see was a woman welder toss a bucket on her that liked to dance.
A bucket of cold water.
They knew what to do. In the new show, Watch This, we talk about movies on Wednesday night from 5 to 7. But yeah, fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I think we could talk at least 2 hours about Flashdance and how good it was.
Anybody out there, you young kids, if you haven't seen it, watch it.
Yeah.
It's worth it. It's a classic. It will change your entire view of lobster. I'll just say that.
What's interesting about that movie, too, is the director, Adrian Lin, he did 9.5 weeks, too, in Fatal Attraction.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, so he did the Kim Basinger, Mickey Rourke, that steamy 9.5 weeks.
9.5 weeks was really, that was awesome.
And Unfaithful, too, which I think had, what's her name there, finally get naked. Diane Lane, I think she showed something off in that. She was always hot. That was Cherry from The Outsiders.
Nice.
You know Diane Lane? She still looks pretty good. Kinda.
No, she's got Chris is showing a picture of her on her wiki page. And
yeah.
She's still a hot mama.
She's still looking pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. The other thing about Flashdance is it also brought into the 80s fashion of a sweatshirt that was ripped.
Yes.
Right? The shoulder rip came from Flashdance.
Yes.
Yep. We like to educate as well as entertain here on WMFO in Medford. Whatever happened to that girl? It was Jennifer Beals, right? What did she do after that?
She did a few things. I mean, I think she was in college. She went back to school.
Oh, she's in the L word. So did a few things. Said she's on the L word on Showtime.
Cool.
And she looks all right, too. She looks kind of like a mouse, but she looks all right. I wonder if she still dances and throws water on herself.
She was amazing. Well, there was a big lawsuit about that because the woman who actually did all the dance moves.
Uh-huh.
And when for those of you who haven't seen it, when they showed her dancing, a lot of times you never saw her face because it was a body double.
Right.
And the body double had an amazing pair of legs. And in fact, I think there was a lawsuit because she wasn't getting enough credit in the movie for that.
I think you're right. I think I remember that. I just remember her like doing the steps and like going nuts in front of the whole people at the end.
Yep.
And she finally got in.
She finally got in.
But she's like, they put out like a little tape or whatever, and they're all sitting in like a warehouse, right? They're sitting in like the place where she welded or something, right?
No.
And there's all the judges.
Oh, that was at the. It was in the workout room at the ballet place.
Oh, okay.
And so
I was making up my own movie. Yeah. I was making up my own welding, dancing, naked movie.
It's the classic, you know, stoic. Three or four judges scowling down at the scared young woman who's only there just to try to dance.
Right,
that's her dream.
Yeah. So Jennifer Beals is still working. She hasn't done anything big lately, but she does movies. She does TV. She still does TV. Tommy Two Tone in the background. I played a cover of this one earlier. I always think of Forrest Gump now when I hear this song. I always think of Jenny. What else was happening in 83? Did you have a Walkman?
Of course.
Yeah. Did you have the radio first and then the cassette one? Or did you have the combo?
I just had the cassette.
You had just the cassette. Yeah, I had just the cassette too. You could get just the radio or just the cassette. And then finally, they put the two together. And one of the things that I had that was really neat was I had a Sony Walkman that could get TV stations.
Oh, that's
so you
cool.
could actually hear at the TV stations. You could hear local channels, which was kind of cool. And that thing was probably like $120 or something. I got that for like the big Christmas gift one year.
Yep, that was it.
Yeah, and that had to be around like 85, 86 when that technology finally flew into the air. But who would imagine you could have taken a jukebox or 10 jukeboxes and put them in your pocket in 2018? You know, it's just insane. Yeah. Even in the 10 years, you know, being on the air here, I used to bring in CDs early on.
Yep.
I used to have to fire up the station. The station would be down. You know, I'd have to fire it up. Now we got automation, so nobody's here. We can play the automation, and Rick Deckard will spin disc for you here at WMMFO. Did you ever call Tommy Two Tone's number, 867-5309? Or were you past that stage? I think I called it. I was about 12.
No, I believe maybe we called it, but we were really, really drunk when we did.
Did Jenny answer?
I don't remember. That's in that kind of adolescent haze.
Yeah, we should call it. We should call 978-867-5309. We should find out who that is and ask for Jenny. Maybe we can do that here. Let's see if I can call out.
I am pretty sure.
I'm going to do it. Why not? Let's do it. Okay, we'll call Jenny, 867-5309.
Here we go.
Here we go. We'll put it on the speaker. 867-5309. Here we go. Oh, no network connection. I should turn my phone back on. Here we go. Oh, here's some Fame in the background while we're doing this.
Oh, Fame is another good movie.
1-9-8-6-7-5-3-0-9. Here we go. Oh, the answer is...
Not in service.
Not in service. I bet you still because of Jenny... I bet you no one wants that number anymore. I'm going to try 508-867-5309. Here we go. Could I get in trouble for this? I don't know.
I don't remember.
We'll see.
Baby, oh, it works.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Jenny?
Jenny, she's out singing with Tommy, drinking beer, that bitch.
That's great. No, I appreciate you picking up and knowing the joke. We're calling from a radio station. Just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
All right. Take care of yourself. What's your name?
Wally.
Nice to talk to you. How many calls do you still get with the 867-5309? You get a lot?
Oh, yes.
Wally, you rock, man.
You should start charging a buck for every answer you do. You'd be a rich man, probably.
All right, what's your name and address? I'll send you a bill for it.
I'll give it to you off the air. I'll give it to you off the air. But, thanks for picking up, Wally. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good sport.
You gotta like Wally.
Gotta like Wally. Yes, Wally, you're on the air at WMFO in Medford. Probably should have said that before he picked up, but that's all right. He knows. There's Fame, Irene Cara. Be back to you in a moment. It is the Big 80s here on WMFO Medford.
You can shoot me straight to the top. Give me love and take. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Would you want to live forever, do you think, Winston?
I'd like the option.
The option? It's like when you go in and get a car, like, option to live forever.
Yeah, can I do the live forever add-on?
There was a great story in a graphic novel. It's a comic book, but it's The Sandman by Neil Gaiman, and he has the Sandman meet this guy, and death offers him eternal life. So she comes back every 100 years to see how, or he comes back every 100 years to see how he's doing. And the guy basically lives a bunch of lifetimes, learned all these trades, and he gets bored and he wants to die eventually. I think that's what probably would happen, because you see everybody go, you know.
Yeah, because at some point you, I'm in a tunnel here.
Go ahead.
At some point, everybody who you grew up with is gone.
Right.
And in fact,
which is good and bad.
Yeah. And most of the people, you know, who you know eventually would go. So the whole live forever thing, you'd have to live forever and still be like in your mid-30s,
mm-hmm.
right? You keep mm-hmm. the mid-30s body and live forever. That way you don't. Otherwise, you're a raisin at 200.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine what you'd look like. Like, if your body just keeps aging and you don't die, you'd just be a mess. You'd just be like a pile on the ground.
You'd look like one of those mummies.
Yeah, you'd look like a giant prune.
Yeah. See, I got this all thought out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I always say, it's like, I always think like 90's a good run, but when you meet a person who doesn't think that just turned 90, you know, person doesn't think that's a good run. They want to make 91, 92, 93. You know, I got... You know, Joyce, the voice on Wednesday night. Her mom's 101. You know, I got an uncle that's 94. It's pretty good, getting up there.
Yeah, my grandma lived to 99.
Yeah. I had a great-grandfather live to 100. Cripes. I'm at 46 now. I'm already dealing with all this crap. Yeah. I can't imagine another lifetime of this crap. Like, just crap. The background's the police. Too much information from... What album was this?
My grandmother
Spirits
was
Material
a,
World.
Was not a nice person, though, so...
Yep. That's the thing that stinks, too. So you have this awful person and get to live long. That's not fair. You know what I've noticed, though? Nothing's fair. Fairness is just doesn't exist. Doesn't exist at all.
No, nothing's fair.
This was a pretty wild album for the Police, actually. This one was came out in 82, 83, Ghost in the Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they started throwing in, like, synchronizers and all kinds of loops and stuff. A lot of people don't like it, but I think it's a pretty good album. Everything the Police did, I thought, was pretty decent. I think we should play something for Wally, for being a good sport.
We should.
That was, like... classic 1980s radio there, just calling the guy out of the blue, asking for Jenny. He was a good sport about it.
He was like, just like, all right.
Till I offered him money. And he's like, wait a second.
Then he was kind of like me watching Flashdance. Oh, give me some of that.
That's right. As soon as you bring up money, it seems like people just, they go crazy, don't they? It's the universal language.
Money
is cash.
Sex, people go crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That's why there's so many people. And there's money out there. I just don't know how to get it. It's out there. Need some cheddar.
Gotta have some cheddar.
Some cheddar. The dead presidents. What else they call money? Dead presidents. Greenbacks.
Greenbacks.
Dollar bill.
Sawbucks.
Sawbucks. Bag of coin. I don't know. Bullion. Did bullion ever catch on?
Yeah.
Farthing.
Those are denominations.
We should bring back bits and farthings. 2 bits, a crown, a farthing, 1 crone.
1 crone.
Yeah, there's like a crone is like Turkish or something, isn't it? I don't know. Crone was a denomination, I think. It was an old lady, too, but I think it was a denomination somewhere. You know what? I'm going to play some I'm going to play some Thomas Dolby for him. I think Wally would have been a science fan. So we'll play some Thomas Dolby for him.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Slang term. Ducats.
My friend Gail just texted me. Scratch.
Scratch is a good one.
Scratch is good. Cheese.
Cheese, cheddar, being like cabbage.
Cabbage. I used to call it cabbage in college. The cabbage.
The cabbage. Benjamins. Benjis.
Benjis.
Loot.
Yep.
Loot.
Oh, loot. That's a big one.
Smackers.
Clams.
Clams. Wow, another good one.
Clams is good. Bread.
Moolah.
Well, the government cheese, that's where cheddar and cheese came from. The government stamps. The food stamps. So people used to call it the government cheese.
Yeah, and then back in the 80s, didn't Bush give away some government cheese?
Yes, he did. Yeah. Dough. Mentioned that off the air, but dough's a good one.
Dough.
Oh, here's some good stuff. Wedge. I haven't heard wedge before.
I've never heard wedge.
How about dosh? It says it's British.
It's a British thing?
Oh, here's a great one. Moolah.
Moolah is a good one.
I love moolah. That's a great one. Spondulix. What are those?
I don't know.
Ever hear that?
No.
Oh, here's one. Here's one. Bacon. As in, bring home the bacon. Yeah. Oh, the lolly. I've heard lolly before. That's British. Cockney.
Shillings.
Shillings. How about smackers?
Smackers, yeah.
Well, it's not, everybody loves money.
Ducats.
Ducats. Ducats is good.
Bones.
Oh, that's where, that must have been where Spun Deluckets came from or something like that. So the Ducats, that must have been short for that. I don't know. What do you want to hear from the 80s? What haven't we?
Uh-oh.
I haven't put any Prince on yet. Maybe we'll play some Prince. I always play Prince. We'll put a little Prince in the background.
And later on, let's listen to some my favorite song, Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce? The car wash?
No, the, Wishing on a Star.
Wishing on a Star. Okay.
We did that for, that was one of my songs for disco.
That's right. That's right. Very good. I'm thinking singles, $1 bills, Benjamins, a tenner. I liked how they called them a fiver and a tenner.
Yeah.
Like Cockney. Fins, of course.
Fins, for sure.
Quid. We mentioned quid. This one is an interesting one. Rock. Rock is $1 million, it says.
Huh.
Cash, of course. Jeez, how do we miss cash?
Yeah.
Rhino. You ever hear that before?
No.
Rhino. British ready or available money.
$20 bill is in Jackson.
Jackson, sure.
Double sawbuck.
Here's some great money-hued phrases I got here. As queer as a nine-bob note. Hugh who pays the piper calls the tune. Money talks and BS walks. Grease someone's palm. Money-hued phrases. A fool and his money are soon parted. Money makes the world go round. Money can't buy you happiness, which I think is BS. I think if you have it, you can be pretty happy.
Yeah.
You can buy that happiness. Here's my 2 cents on that.
Okay.
It can turn on a dime.
$1,000 notes, okay, are occasionally referred to as large.
The large.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What are $100,000 notes referred to as?
Super large.
It's a brick.
A brick. Oh, yeah, of course, a brick. Sure. How about a halfpenny? Tuppence? It's like, I always think, with tuppence, I always think Christmas for some reason. Maybe it's because of the Charles Dickens and the Christmas Carol or something. A tuppence.